Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to a Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week segment. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Sarovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, Allison.
Welcome to our first Mensch of the Week for 2024. Our inaugural Mensch for 2024 is Jose Quintana, because over the holidays, Jose Quintana was Santa for the Mets, and we all know,
which is always a risk.
Yeah,
it is, especially for the Mets.
Yes,
we all know that is a heavy burden.
But it's a big vibes move, and we appreciate him for it.
We do.
Yes. So he was Santa, which anybody who's been following that general trend is that the Santa position is cursed, and whoever is Santa is taking on not only the burden of, or the great responsibility, I should say, of playing Santa for all the children, but also, you know, potentially risking their health for the following season. But hopefully Quintana bucks
their
that
health
trend.
And or being traded too.
And or being traded. Hopefully Quintana bucks that trend in more ways than one. But it was like a fun little story, because in addition to Quintana being Santa, like Carlos Mendoza was participating in the Mets, like, you know, Christmas activities, I guess you could say. Yeah. And there was a nice article that ran in the New York Post about the two of them, and how, you know, Mendoza and Quintana are reunited again for the first time, because they were, Mendoza has coached Quintana before. So it was nice to get to see that article. And Mendoza had a lot of,
and nice
of
that course, they're getting all those good karma points.
Yeah, yes. Lovely things.
We
to
need
say.
All the karma points.
We need karma points. We need vibes. We need it all right now.
Yep. We need it all. And Jose Quintana, in addition to bearing a great responsibility as Santa, bears a great level of responsibility for the Mets next season if the rotation stays as it is currently constructed. He is basically the number two starter. He's the number two starter on Roster Resource. The Mets made a graphic on Instagram of like the current rotation after they signed Minaya, and he is very clearly the second picture in the graphic. So like, I think that people agree that he is the second starter right now, which is a
but, you know, he's always been a really good guy and an easy player to root for. So, you know, if we have to throw all of our eggs into a basket that missed more than half of last season, I'm glad it's his basket.
Agreed. Yeah. The second half, watching him in the second half was very, very fun. It was one of the few, like, since, you know, the Mets.
He got over the, there was a little rust early.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he shook it off, it was nice.
Well, plus he had just a scary injury, too, that he just came out of nowhere. So,
yeah.
Since he was able to come back from that, too, and pretty darn well. Like he did. Effective. He was good.
Yeah, he was very good. It was fun to watch him in the second half. It was one of the few highlights of the second half of last season, which was otherwise pretty crappy because the Mets had traded away all their players basically. So watching him was one of the few highlights.
Same streak of never giving up a home run too.
Yes, I think he did.
It was something like that. Like he had like so many innings of not giving up a home run. I can't remember exactly what it was, but
his ERA was fine.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And good for him going out there and competing.
Yeah, he let
during
us
the lost home season that he missed most of. They were out of it by the time he came back, but he came back and he performed. So you know what? Good for him.
Yep.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And it was nice to, you know, in an off season where we were going to have to, the Mets were going to have to sign a lot of arms for the rotation. It was nice to know that at least alongside Senga, they had one other sure thing, or as close to a sure thing as you can get. So,
as long as the Santa curse does not strike.
Yep. Let's hope the
like,
Santa
the Mets
curse
are really playing with fire by naming Jose Quintana Santa. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Couldn't they have done like a slightly less important player?
Oh, well. Just they Carlos don't have Mendoza. Anyone else.
Carlos Mendoza can get injured too.
That's true. Well, I was gonna say he was there. He was already there.
I mean, look at what's happened to the Mets, to the Mets GMs over the last several years. I don't think we should discount the possibility of cursing a manager.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, can they go just like bring out Buck to play to be the Mets grandpa? He can be.
Polito would be happy.
Polito would have been there first in line.
Yep.
Although she might have ruined it for everybody if she realized Santa was grandpa.
I hope she had a really good Christmas.
It seems like she did. And it seems like she had a good New Year's too, because Lindor was posting.
Yeah, the Lindors did post a lovely like Christmas greeting on their social media.
And they posted their countdown, their New Year's countdown too. So it seems like they were having a good holiday season.
Good. I'm glad my royal family had a good holiday.
As far as
and Jose Quintana would also be glad because he cares about his teammates and is the mentor of the week.
Yes. I'm sure he did.
So cheers to Jose Quintana. I'm excited to watch a full season of him, hopefully, in 2024. That should
and he will be,
nice. Be
the one to break this Santa curse, and he will go down in history.
No, didn't Nimmo already break it, though?
Oh, I think he did, yes.
Yeah.
I think he did break it. All right, so thank you, Nimmo, for breaking the curse that allows us to have Jose Quintana on our baseball team.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks. All right, that does it for this week's Mensch of the Week segment. You can listen to all of our fantastic pods over at homerunapplesauce.com. You can help contribute to our work by going to patreon.com/homerunapplesauce. We really appreciate the support of all of our patrons. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media at HR Applesauce on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow this show on social media. We are at A Pod of Their Own on all of the things. You can follow each of us on Twitter and Blue Sky. I am at Petite PhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servich.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. Just search Home Run Applesauce and you should be able to find all of our pods right there. Please rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in the podcast.